for a station identification. Now back to our show. That was an important question she had. All right, let's we'll go just a little bit into this chart, and I'll ask Ed if I can finish this. Now we're on the chart that goes side to side. Go to the chart that's side to side. And up at the top of that, there's a gray box that says theme. It says that David composes an acrostic psalm to teach believers how God can be personally trusted in all the trials of life. David shares from his own experience of God's deliverance that even though the righteous suffer, the Lord will not abandon them to destruction. So over on the far right side, there's a little box of vital details, which the author is David. The date for it is, this is around 1020 BC. That's, we can date that pretty specifically. And the setting is 1 Samuel 21. And what kind of psalm this is, what genre, this is a mixed psalm. That is, it's two different kinds of psalms. It's a psalm of thanks, as well as a psalm of congregational instruction. So let's move down into the body of the poem, of the handout. On the far right side, you see the green part that tells us about the heading. It tells that there's a statement of authorship, and then there's the historical background, a psalm of David when he feigned madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. And as I mentioned before, the body of the poem is in two parts. Verses 1 to 7, section 1, is David's encouraging celebration of the Lord's deliverance. And it starts with an opening call to praise in verses 1 to 3. David tells us in verse 1 that he is determined to praise God always. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, there are times when David is in pain and he cries out for help. So when he says bless the Lord at all times, he doesn't mean by that that every time I walk around I'm just praise God. No, he's not mumbling to himself all the time. It's a little bit of an overstatement, but the idea is the bent of my life is to declare how good and faithful God is. Whenever I have opportunity, I'm going to bless him. Now, when God blesses us, it's a different sort of thing than when we bless God, isn't it? When God blesses us, he is a superior who is stooping down to give to us what we don't have. When we bless God, we're not giving him anything he doesn't have. And we're certainly not superior. We are acknowledging what he has and what he is. And so when we bless God, it's like our praising him. We're glorifying. We're not giving to him anything he doesn't already have. We're just acknowledging it. And by blessing him, we're declaring that it's good that he has those things, that he is that way.
Thank you for his blessing.
Yes, that's right. It's a kind of thankfulness. Yeah. So then in verse 2, we find that David's intention is to encourage others with his testimony. He says, verse 2, my soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. So notice that this thanksgiving he's giving is not just inner quiet gratitude, but he is publicly declaring what the Lord has done. He wants others to benefit from it. And so then he says in verse 3, he calls to the believers to join him in praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So here's the opening call to praise. Yes? Oh, that's right. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Is that the one you're thinking of? Yeah. And see, now I don't know verses 1 and 2 in the song. Let's take a look at verses 4 to 7, and then we'll conclude for today. Verses 4 to 7. This is now his public testimony of the Lord's deliverance. Here is, so let's imagine that you were going to Tabernacle to bring a thank offering, and you're dragging your bowl or whatever it is there, and you're telling the priest, why are you here? So David puts into poetry, into song, the kind of thing that he would say to the priest and to the other people lined out about. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. So here's the first round of thanks in verses 4 and 5. He celebrates the Lord's deliverance. And then in verse 5, notice that it goes from the singular to the plural. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. So in verse 4, it was, I sought the Lord, he answered me. He's celebrating how the Lord had delivered him. And then he immediately says, he encourages them that God delivers all of his people. That the Lord is not just intent on saving David. The Lord is there to deliver all his people. That's right. He generalizes it. So there's this first round of testimony. And then in verses 6 and 7, he repeats it again. A second round of testimony. And it starts off in verse 6 by David celebrating what the Lord did for him. Verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. What a powerful line. Poor he was in the sense that he had nothing to get himself out of that situation. Verse 7, though, then goes on to say how there's encouragement about the Lord's deliverance for all of his people. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. David is encouraging all the other people who might be gathered around to hear, you know, what the Lord did for me, he can do for you. The Lord loves to deliver, and the angel of the Lord, it could be a reference to the Lord himself, the manifestation of the Lord. He encamps around them. He's like our fortress. There's a proverb that Solomon penned, you'll find it in the book of Proverbs. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. So this is the first half for the poem. It's a short half, isn't it? Verses 1 to 7. And then the rest of it, which we'll look at another time, section 2, is encouraging instruction. And we'll see another time how that breaks into two parts as well. Well, any questions or comments before we wind down today?
And that last one you mentioned, it's kind of similar to what Paul said. He said that God is no respecter of persons. Similar.
Oh, well, perhaps in a sense, yeah.
Yeah. Not to everybody, not just particular group, like
yeah.
The generalization of it.
Sure.
Of it.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's ask the Lord to bless our time of study. Our Father, we thank you for the time we've had this morning to read these encouraging words and to see the beauty that's in this text, the attention to detail that's been given by David as led by your Spirit. We thank you that you are a delivering God, and that when we cry unto you, you hear, you care, and in your sovereign will and way, you bring us out of our troubles into your perfect plan. And we know, Lord, that even if our bodies should perish, even if we should face some dilemma for which we see no earthly outing, that we have promises that carry us through the grave, promises that carry us into heaven, promises that carry us into the resurrection. So we pray that you'll help us to keep the long look, that we would see, as you do, that there is a long-range plan to bring about your purposes in our lives. So use this lesson to that end, we pray, and also all that we do in the remainder of this day, that we would grow in our faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.